If you would, you want to follow along, turn to the book of Job, chapter 1. Job chapter 1. I'm just going to read three verses. Job chapter 1 and verse 20 is where I'm going to start. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground. Here's the thing. And worshiped. I like that. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Now, my title today is Four Great Truths. Four Great Truths. I don't know if you've noticed, and a fellow wrote this down, and it kind of seemed to work, especially for Job, where it says, sometimes a man's best statements come when he is in deep trouble, deep distress, and horrible tribulation. The reason that is, it seems like, sometimes it takes big trouble and hard times just to show you what you are inside. In the good times, everybody gets along fine. Everybody's happy. It's a good time. That's the definition of a good time. Everybody's in good shape. Everybody's happy. But sometimes you need a problem to show you what you're made of. Job had it. Matter of fact, at one time, Job had it all, and then he lost it all. At this particular time, not just material things, but his family, and then his health. Job may have been miserable and heartbroken, but right now, this is just after hearing the rest of his family had been killed. I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to keep you long. Try not to. Just hearing how his family not only died, his family had been destroyed. I mean destroyed. Lock, stock, and barrel. He made this declaration of four great truths in one verse. And that's what I want to lay a hold of. This is what I want to try and preach today. These four great statements. From Job 1 and verse 21. But first, before I start, I do want to point that out again. Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down on the ground. But that wasn't all. Job worshiped. Job believed God. Job was a believer. And what happens in great time? Great trouble times, great tribulation, hard times? Pray to God. Worship God. What are you supposed to do in the good times? Worship God. What are you supposed to do in the bad times? Worship God. It shouldn't matter. But we're creatures of circumstance, and it does. But here, this is what Job did, and he said this, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. That is so obvious. But we don't pay much attention to it. That's one of the great truths. This is one of the four. The first truth of Job 1:21, I didn't have anything when I came into this world, and when I go out, I'm not going to have anything either. Most people don't want to live that way. They don't want to think that way. They don't want to know that. I shy from it a little bit, at least the part coming out, you know. I am anxious to be with the Lord in glory. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to go. It's what I want to do. But I'm not really in a big hurry to die, especially a painful death. Now, if I could go in my sleep, that'd be okay, you know. You think about these things every now and then. But that's my only way out of this world unless Christ comes first, is to die, And this is what Job says about it. I didn't ask to be born into this world. And when I came into this world, I had absolutely nothing. I was naked. Naked. And that's the same way you're going to go out. If you're going to die in this world, there's that old saying, and it's true, you can't take it with you. You can't. You can try. Walt Disney, now this is a weird thing to say on Sunday morning, Walt Disney had his head cut off and frozen because he thought somebody might bring him back to life in the future. I don't know about you, but I don't need Walt Disney. I still got Mickey Mouse. People don't want to die. They don't want to die. Oh, my. But this, I didn't ask to be born in this world. I had nothing when I came into this world. And I will return the exact same way. Naked I came in and naked I go out. Oh, my. But now there is a thought you might want to have right now. Think about it. Don't be naked now. Don't be naked now. I got to thinking about it and it hit me. And I went and looked it up. It's in Revelation 3 and verse 17. This is what the angel, or the spirit says to the angel, the church of Laodicea. Laodicea, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. What's that? Good times. You're in good times. And knowest not that thou art, you don't know that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind. Well, not done yet. And naked. And naked. You are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, having a good time. Mm-hmm. In the good times. You can be naked and not know it. Job knew it. Job knew it. Naked I come into this world and naked I'm going out. What's the message of that? Don't be lukewarm. I'd rather you be cold or hot. That's what he said. He said, one or the other. Don't be lukewarm. There's a saying in advertising. I'm going to apply it a different way. In good times, you should advertise, and in bad times, you must, right? Well, in good times, you should worship. In bad times, you will. Don't wait for the bad times. Because he'll go on, he goes on to tell that church at Laodicea, you know, everyone that I love, I chasten. I chasten. You know, you don't want to have to be put in tribulation in order to have your worship. Worship God. Naked I came in, naked I'm going out. Then he says this. This is the second great truth. The Lord gave. The Lord gave. The Lord gave. What's Job saying here? Very simply. Simply as I can put it. Everything you have comes from the hand of the Lord. You know that scripture? Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, right? Job's going a little further here. Every good and perfect gift does come down from the Father of lights. But here's the thing, everything you have came from God. Whatever you have right now, God gave it to you. Do you have a life? God gave it to you. Do you have a family? Father, mother, brother, sister, grandmother, children, uncles and cousins. If you've got them, God gave them to you. Now, God may give them to you for a hindrance, or he may give them to you for a help. That's on your family. I'm not going to go into mine. But God gave them to you. God gave them to you. Do you have a home? Ooh, this is going to be like the bootstrap thing. I built this house with my own two hands. Maybe, but God give you both hands. Wait a minute. The Lord gave you the skill to be able to build. You know how I know that? Because I don't have it. You know? I can nail boards together. Sometimes I can use screws. But I can't build a house. As a matter of fact, he gave you the skill to build. He gave you the strength to build. And he gave you the materials to build with. The Lord gave. Oh, do you have an automobile? Well, I bought that truck with my hard-earned money. Oh, where'd you get that hard-earned money? From a job. God gave you that job.
Yeah.
God gave you that job. He's took jobs away from a lot of people.
Yes, he has.
You understand? I don't want to be a, what is that, religiopath or whatever it was, you know? I'll get into that a little more, you know? Everything comes from God.
Yeah.
Everything comes from God. The Lord gave that money to you from that job. The Lord gave you that job. He gave you, made him give you good credit so you could get a loan.
Sure.
This is what Job knew, and he said, right? What? In three words, the Lord gave.
Yeah. Amen.
And that is a great truth.
Yeah.
That is a great truth. Anything you have, the Lord gave. Everything you have, the Lord gave. Wait a minute. Do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? Do you believe? Have you been given his salvation? And that's, I just gave it away by saying that. The Lord gave it. It's his salvation. And he gives it to those whom he has chosen. It says it plainly in here. Remember what I said about not being naked now? Isaiah 61 and verse 10 says this, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me, and I love this, with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. The Lord gives the garments of salvation. And not only that, he clothes you. He clothes you. If you know Christ today, it's because the Lord gave. And only because the Lord gave. I like that. Because the Lord clothes me. The Lord covers me. The Lord gave. The Lord gave. Even his salvation. Now we come to the hard part. Because this is just as true as the giving. And this is just as true as what the part that everybody wants to ignore. That's that religiopath thing. It says you won't give God, well, you give God all the credit for the good stuff, but you don't blame him for what's bad. Well, we don't. We don't. Because the Lord takes away. The Lord takes away. What the Lord has given, sometimes, and some things, he takes away. He takes away. It can be family, it can be health, it can be home, it can be job, it can be money, and the Lord can take it away.
Right.
He can take it all away.
Yeah.
What happened to Job?
Yeah.
I don't want what happened to Job to happen to me. I really, really, really do not. And I don't want to make light of your loss.
No.
And I don't want anybody to make light of my losses in my life. But here's the thing. I got to say this. I have to say it. The scripture says it. The Lord takes away.
Right.
He
right.
takes away. He gives and he takes away. Sometimes, and I'm going to tell you something else that's kind of hard to say. Sometimes I need something taken away. And I may need someone taken away. I don't want to say it. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's not, like I said, this is the truth is hard sometimes. But it's still true. It's still true. Sometimes you need something taken away. I know I do, and I suspect maybe you do. Earl used to say it. And it's true. Hold loosely to the things of this world. And that means people too.
Sure. Yeah.
Hold loosely. Loosely to these things that are in this world. These people that are in this world. That are in your world. God may take it from you. Mm-hmm. And what he used to say was, don't be too dependent on anything or anyone.
Right.
God will take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're to be dependent on him. Remember that? Naked you come in, naked you go out. Mm-hmm. Who's important in your life? If Christ ain't number one, you might be asking for some troubled times. You might be asking for some hard times if Christ is not number one.
Yeah.
Number two's all right. You can have anybody else you want for number two. Just don't lean too much on them. Listen, what we have, God has given, okay? And he knows better than you and better than me what you need. And he knows better than you and better than me what needs to be taken out of my life. I may not like it, I may grieve. I may be broken, heartbroken like Job, rent his clothes and bowed down. But I hope that I can say the Lord gave and the Lord took away. Oh, I hope I can say that. Because listen, when God takes something away, this is what people don't understand, this is what people don't like, this is what they won't want to have. He's doing right.
Amen.
He's doing right. When God takes it away, it need to be took away. I don't know if that's bad English or not, and I don't care. Because it's true. Sometimes some things need to go. And I don't know what it is. And you don't know what it is. But trust me, please. If you don't trust anything else, I'll tell you, God knows. God knows exactly what he's doing. Matter of fact, everything I have is far more than I have earned. It's far more than what I deserve. I don't want what I've earned. You want to get into that? I don't want what I've earned. He can take that away. The wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
Please take that away.
Amen.
He did in Jesus Christ. Oh, I like that. But yeah, I mean, I have a home and I have a wife and I have a car.
Mm-hmm.
I have a job. I got a little money. I can buy a biscuit at Hardee's if I need to. And thank God for that.
Amen.
And I need to thank God for that. For all of it. But here's the thing. This is the fourth great truth. Okay? The fourth great truth. Naked I come into this world, and naked I'm going out. That's one. The Lord gave. That's two. And the Lord taketh away. That's three. But here's the thing that ties them all together. Blessed.
Yeah.
Blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh my gosh. That's the fourth great truth here in this verse. I'm going to tell you something. He saved the best for last in this one. Here. When God gives, blessed be the name of the Lord. When God takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the truth of it. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. You know why? Scripture says so. Job wrote it right here. The Lord gave and the Lord took away. He didn't wait four chapters to come in and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said it right then. Right. After he had just been told of the last of his dead children. Yeah. And not only the children, the sheep and the goats and everything else. And the structures, the buildings. Everything. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I'll tell you how I'm sure. Because Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. Walter hadn't got that far yet in Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. His purpose is for the good of His people. That's given and that's taken away. All things. And Walter, this all things means all things. I've told you this before. I'll tell you again, just and also for the benefit of somebody watching that's never seen this before. I heard a preacher on the radio, Primitive Baptist preacher, and he was talking about this verse saying, all things work together for good. And he was talking that all good things work together for good, but not necessarily all bad things. Listen, folks. It's all things.
Yeah.
Because you want to be honest about it. If Paul's point was that all good things work together for good, that's pretty much an idiot's point.
Right.
That's pretty simple.
Right.
Of course all good things work together for good. But here's the thing. When God gives and when God takes it away, you may think it's bad. But it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It may cause you grief. It may cause you sorrow. It may cause you pain. It has me. And you may not understand at first. But I hope and I pray that God will give you the wisdom and the grace to learn the lesson later on. It took me a while to understand how this works, Walter. It works when I'm not paying attention. It works when I don't know what's going on. I have, now, thank God, for the last 23 years, I haven't really been without a job, 24 years. But before that, every 2 years, the business I was working in went out of business. And I had to go on unemployment. You understand? After the third or fourth time, you begin to wonder if the problem's with me. I did. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else did. He run three businesses into the ground. And I was just an employee. I wasn't a boss. But no, every time out of that, God took care of me. He wanted me out of those jobs. Now, there's other things He may have been doing at the same time. I don't know. He may have just run them in the ground to get me out of there. Well, the Lord has said they started World War II to get her to America to hear the gospel. Yeah. That's one of the purposes of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, because she did.
Yeah.
She came to America and heard the gospel and believed it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gives and the Lord takes away, and blessed is the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Blessed is His name. Oh, my. We think... You know, we have this point where we think something's good and we think something's bad. Now, I'm going to be honest. You can admit it to me. I'm the same way. Admit it to yourselves. We think some things are good and we think some things are bad. Now, granted, there is wickedness in this world. I'm not saying it's not.
No.
And the wicked are going to have their own problems with what they do. But I'm talking about the people of God. The ones who trust Christ, the ones who know Christ, okay? We think some things may be good and something bad may have happened to you. But no, not in God's sight.
Right.
Not in God's sight.
Right.
Just like Joseph when his brothers put him in that pit. They were going to sell him for a slave. Reuben was going to sneak off just because they wanted to scare Joseph. Reuben did. He still put him in the pit. and went back to get him, and he's already gone. The slavers already took him down to Egypt. And what did he say? You meant it for evil. But God turned it around and made it good. No, that's not what he said. God wasn't surprised when they put him in that pit. God wasn't surprised when the slavers got him out of it. He wasn't surprised when he entered Potiphar's house. God, Joseph said, God meant it. Meant it for good.
Yeah.
And what did you say? Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's it. And he saved his brothers and he saved his father.
Yeah.
He saved the Hebrews. Why? Because the Lord gave and the Lord took away. And then the Lord gave again. That's what happened with Job. He doesn't say it at the end because he's busy saying some other things. But it says the Lord gave, the Lord took away, the Lord gave me some more. God's never through giving to his people. Never through. Because here it is. The Lord is all good all the time. Sometimes we might get a glimpse of it. Sometimes we might get a glimpse of it. But here's the truth. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord Jesus Christ is good. And the Holy Spirit is good. And the work of the Lord is all good all the time, even when we don't understand it. Even when we don't think so. And that includes giving and taking. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I like that. And close here. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You don't want to do that. I've done it. You don't want to do it, though. I don't want to do it no more. Because this is what I wrote down here. Walter, some people give God credit for everything good and don't blame him for anything bad. All right? Religiopath, is that what they call it? I can fit in that category. That part of it. Of course, according to Wikipedia, I'm an antinomian. By their definition, I like it. You believe God saves everybody totally by grace and not by works at all? Yes, I do. I'm living proof of it, folks. Okay, here's my question, though, about that. Who's saying God's done anything bad? Everything God does is good, whether you know it or not. And sometimes, in some ways, that may include some folk dying.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Every one of God's people he's killed.
Yes.
Up until this, except for Enoch. Yeah, I could not remember. I wanted to say Ezekiel. Well, Ezekiel too.
Elijah.
Yeah. Elijah and Enoch. They all died.
Yeah.
And it was good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I understand these people, you know, and I've heard these preachers, Lord, if you don't give us some money, I'm going to die. God said, you got to give me $8 million or I'm going to die. Who was that? I forget, one of them TV preachers, idiots. I don't remember which one it was. Doesn't matter because they're all the same way. Here's the thing. Y'all need to give money to keep me from going home to my Lord. Yeah, that ain't where he's going. That's what that problem is right there.
That's it.
I'd give you money if you'd get me there right now. I ain't got no money, but I'd do it. I'd borrow it, and then I'd be gone. Wouldn't have to pay it back, you know?
Right, there you go.
Anyway, last week I said it. Without Christ, we can do nothing.
Yeah.
And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Right.
What did he say? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here we are. The gospel is preached openly, hopefully, plainly, and publicly. And the gospel is hid to those that are lost.
Right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to leave you today with one of the best scriptures in the Bible, because I have a suspicion some people might use this scripture incorrectly. Okay? Because if you're like me, and you've had doubts and you've had fears, and you are likely to have them again, if you find yourself not understanding why God may have taken someone or something from you, and I've been there, I want you to take heart. Take heart in this one thing. Because there is one thing God has given that will never be taken. Actually, it's one person that God has given that will never be taken. Never. Never. And the Lord gave him, but the Lord ain't going to take him. Oh, I like that. I do. I do. Because you understand, some people say, oh, what if you don't believe? Some people gain salvation, then they can lose salvation. They believe and then they don't believe. And see, God gets rid of you because of your unbelief. And he says, no, he doesn't. Because here's the scripture. This is 2 Timothy 2 and 13. Remember this. If we believe not, what? You're going to hell. No. No. He's talking about believers now. He's talking about Christians. He's talking about people who are in Christ. Believers. If we believe not, if something happens, or if that evil heart of unbelief that's still in here rears its ugly head, even if we believe not, what? Yet, he abideth faithful. Oh, I love that. I love that. You want to know why? Paul tells us why. He, and this is a good one, cannot. This is one of the things God can't do.
Right.
This is one of the things Jesus Christ cannot do. He cannot deny himself.
Yeah.
Now, ain't that something? Mm-hmm. Ain't that great? If I lose my mind to where I don't even know my name, and some days I feel like I've come close to that, even if I don't believe, he abides faithful.
Yeah.
If I'm in him, listen, if God has given Christ to you, he will never, never, never take him away.
Amen.
I don't care what any preacher says. I don't care what any doctrine says. I don't care what any denomination says. I don't care what your mother says. I don't, because it's wrong. If you say anything different than this, if we believe not, the Lord is faithful. Not because of you, but because of himself. And you know what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I like that. I do. Oh, he's faithful. Yes, doubts and fears will come. And yes, we have times when we may not believe. But the truth is clear. The favor of the Lord is not dependent upon you.
Right.
He's made it dependent upon himself.
Yeah.
And he will not deny himself.
Yeah.
He abides faithful. You know why he abides faithful? Why he lives faithful? Because he is faithful.
Yeah.
He cannot deny himself. The elect were chosen in his son. Jesus Christ himself said, the Father gave them to me. He's not taking anything away from his son.
Right.
He is all well beloved.
Yeah.
He's well beloved. My well beloved son. Hear him. And he said himself, I will never leave thee nor never forsake thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. I come in naked, I'm going out naked. But the Lord is sovereign. And the Lord is good. A lot of people want to get hung up on the sovereign, they forget about the good. No, he's both. Oh, my. What do we say to these things? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time and this place. Thank you for being so good we can't understand it. So good to us because of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, whom you gave to us, sent him here to us, and he purchased us with his own blood. Be with Walter as he comes to preach. Bless all those that couldn't be here but wanted to be. And Lord, thank you for revealing a bit of your will and your way and your purpose and your works to wriggling maggots who deserve nothing but hellfire. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.